Start your Sunday with what matters most. From 7 to 9 a.m., join us on Sunday Live, where we explore the issues shaping our world. In-depth analysis, expert opinions, and the latest headlines. All in one place. Stay informed. Stay connected. This is Sunday Live, only on The Voice of the Cape Radio.
Now, the Bishop Leves Community Policing Forum has raised some concerns, saying that residents in the community are still traumatized by the recent mass killings, and that took place last week, where six individuals were shot and killed in an incident that happened in Kuchelberg Road. Now, to date, a seventh victim has passed away in hospital, and one survivor remains in a critical condition. Joining us online to discuss this matter a bit further is CPF Chairperson Graham Lenthorst. Graham, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having us.
Now, last week we spoke on the show about, you know, this incident, the shooting incident that happened in the Bishop Leves area. And now we hear that, you know, there's a seventh victim that actually passed away in hospital, and there's another victim still remaining in a critical condition. Can you share the latest developments regarding this specific shooting incident that happened in the Bishop Leves community? And also, what has the community's response been like?
Yeah, as you said, the six victims succumbed to the injuries through shootings on the scene on the day it happened, on the 24th of October, and the seventh one then succumbed the next day. The eighth one is still critical in hospital. The community we are busy within that community. We just had an embezzle on Thursday night within that community because we wanted to sort of lift up that community again, because they are completely devastated. Because to have seven persons killed in a short space of time in one confined area, because the space that they were in is very small, is not something nice. And we condemn it in the strongest terms as the CPF. Secondly, we want to convey our condolences to the families of the victims. And we, as I say, we went there for an embezzle to give the community an opportunity to raise their concerns, whatever their concerns are, but also to say to the community, let us stand up out of this tragedy and do the best of it. Not that we're downplaying what has happened there. It is a tragedy, but we can never allow these things to push us down. Mm-hmm. We must always rise above the circumstances. So we went there, and the community came out in the numbers, and they engaged SAPS on various issues within the community. We even yesterday had a pageant show in not too far from them. You could see the happiness on the faces of the people, just to for a moment forget about what has happened. And I think that is the way forward, to put programs there that will bring positive energy within that space, because that is what is needed now.
And at the Simbiza, what were some of the specific concerns that the residents of Bishop Leves actually raised after this tragic event took place?
Police visibility is one of the main things that they raised. Corruption of some police officers was raised, because the trust between the community and the police is not that good, because they cannot trust to give in any information, because then that police officer will come to that person and say to them, we received that information from that person, and then that person is in harm's way. So that was the issue. And then the one issue that they raised was to say, can we not have intervention in terms of our social ills with all of the government departments? Because that is the real problem within our areas. Job creation was raised in that area, recreation facilities was created. It was very constructive, the MP zone.
I think across the Cape Flats, you know, there's the concern of there's not enough police visibility, there's not enough police resources being made available for the communities. So in specifically in the Bishop Lavers area and after this incident, after this Mbizo as well, what are some of the measures that are actually being taken by local authorities, you know, to address the safety and security concerns that the community actually raised at this Mbizo?
They obviously bolstered the police visibility with more resources, AGU tactical response teams, because the good thing was that the sub-district commander from SEPS was there as well, and she heard them, and she sort of perceived and understood the cry where it comes from, and she was able to can activate that. Yeah, and obviously we're sitting down with this as a CPF, and we're going to have more meetings this week to see how we can assist in making sure that these things don't happen. But we raise the issue, and we're still raising it. We've been raising it all the time. We need SEPs to beef up the intelligence because we cannot go and pick up bodies and then respond. Mm. We must be proactive and prevent bodies from being picked up or people doing things even before they do it.
And then, you know, last week when we spoke to a few other individuals about this situation as well, the topic of, you know, community involvement and community policing forums and neighborhood watches actually came up. And, you know, what are some things that you'd like to say to individuals of the Bishop Lavers community when it comes to, you know, residents, you know, coming together, joining their neighborhood watches, joining community policing forums to assist police in crime-fighting activities in the area?
Yeah, no, I must say, in terms of our neighborhood watches or our community involved in neighborhood watches, they've really come to the party in the last year and a half. We've got the community in Bluewood in SEPS, and they are joining the community in Blue. The community is also urged, and I want to make that plea to the community. Don't stand idle. Don't stand on the side and ask what is the police doing. Come in, assist us, give your name to be a neighborhood watch member or a community in Blue so that we can take hands and deal with whatever needs to be dealt with. I must also say that the community has really worked with the police in this case. The breakthrough in this case, because there are three persons of interest before court at the moment, but that breakthrough came because of the community, the information that the community has given, and they keep on giving us information in terms of where crime is and what they see, and that is what we want to encourage the community. Keep on giving the information. You don't need to be afraid of these thugs that think that they can run around. Keep on giving us the information as you've always done it.